Thank you, Ross. Well, good morning. I don't know about you, but I've just been worshiping this morning, having a wonderful time before the Lord. It has been just wonderful to worship this day. I've just been kind of light on my feet, and I didn't know why, and then I looked down and realized I had my tennis shoes on instead of my dress shoes. I think maybe it's more the Lord lifting my heart today. But if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 21. We're going to be looking at verses 15 through 19 today. Read those. If you don't have a Bible with you, check the seats underneath you. You can maybe have one fine. Blue Bibles underneath there. In Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 15 through 19. When he had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." Let's pray. Father God, as we come this day to look at your word, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit to illuminate these scriptures for us. Lord, I ask that you would anoint me, that as I preach, I would preach in your power and truth, that I would speak the words that you would have to be spoken and keep those words silent that need not to be said or ought not to be said. And Father, might I speak out of your infilling and not out of myself. Lord, might your name be the one that is glorified. We ask that that which we take in here would be spiritual food that would give each of us that spiritual nourishment that we need to have a strong, healthy relationship with you. Now, Lord, draw us close and feed your sheep. In Jesus' name, amen. Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep. That's one translation. But all the translations pretty much agree that what Jesus is talking about here is the care of his sheep, flock of his pasture. That's you and I. That's others outside these walls that God loves. Those whom have been sealed with the Holy Spirit, those who will be sealed with the Holy Spirit, those whom have come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that those are the sheep that are being spoken of. He's telling this to Peter. And Peter did lead the church for a while. But Peter isn't the only one to lead the church. I think we can take this as a lesson for anyone who's in leadership within the church. And the fact of the matter is, each of you is in leadership within the church. Because somebody looks up to you. You're all bigger than somebody, or will be one day. We are all called to share the gospel message. We are all called to disciple others. When we look at the those passages which we refer to as the Great Commission passages, when there's one in each of the Gospels and another in the book of Acts, each one of those speaks to the church at large. And it speaks and tells us that we are to be discipling others. So that puts us in leadership. That puts us in a similar position that Peter was in. What was Peter's position? Well, first off, he'd let down his Lord. Anybody here ever let down God? Yeah. Yeah, we can. How many hands do I have, you know? Yeah, I've done it. We've all done it. Yet, how many of you love the Lord? I pray all of you do. I devoutly pray each and every one of you loves the Lord. I do. I love Him with all my heart, with all my body, with all my soul. I, like Peter, would have been just like him and said, Lord, if everybody else turns away from You, you know what? I won't do it. I'll stand right by You right to the death. And we see in this passage that Jesus is telling him, well, Peter, you're going to get your wish. You're going to die for Me. That's what this kind of cryptic passage here says. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and will lead you where you do not want to go. Talks there another, that somebody else is, it actually speaks that he's going to be forced to stretch his hands out, just as Jesus. And it's kind of an oblique approach to telling him, you're going to be crucified too. Which he was. And Jesus was very faithful in telling all of us, take up your cross and follow Me. We have this little bit here at the end where Jesus then tells him, follow Me, which is presented in the present imperative, which basically means that means keep on following Me. Not just follow Me for right now, but keep on following Me. When I go over here, you go over there. When I go over this... See, just as Peter followed Jesus, we need to follow Jesus. And we can because He's alive. He is risen, is He not? We just did this last Sunday. He's alive. We do not serve a dead God, one who is buried in a tomb, but we serve the risen Lord and Savior. And He is alive. That's why we can continue or keep on following Him. And just as Peter did, follow Him, so do we. So what is it He tells them to do? What is it? The command, feed My sheep. Take care of My sheep. Feed My sheep. First one talks about feed My lambs. Feed My lambs, the little sheep, young ones. Take care of My sheep. Do all that's necessary to care for them. Feed My sheep. He's telling that. That hits especially hard for me as a pastor. Pastor, literally again, goes with the shepherd thing. It's my job to take care of the sheep of the pastor. That's all you guys. Just say, bah. But yet I'm a sheep too. I got others that are caring for me. And your sheep, as sheep, are also shepherds, that you need to be caring for others underneath you. It's a chain. It's never ending. What we're told to do is care for others. We're supposed to disciple them. We're supposed to feed My sheep. What are we supposed to be feeding them? Well, if they need food, physical food, we're supposed to give it to them. If they need spiritual food, which they do, we all do, we're supposed to be providing that to them. Where is that? That's right here. It's the Bible. Well, how am I supposed to give somebody spiritual food? Here you go. One, I can just hand you a copy of the Bible, give it away. There's lots of ministries that do that. The Gideons is a wonderful one. We had a gentleman here from the Gideons just a couple weeks ago who talked about their ministry. We can support missionaries that go over. We can have Sunday school classes. We can have vacation Bible school where we come and have people come. And we teach them the Word of God. We put it out there for them. We can come here on Sunday morning. But how are you teaching feeding the sheep? When you invite your friends and neighbors to come to church, it's like taking them out to dinner. You're feeding them, right? When you take somebody to dinner, when you invite somebody to church, you are spiritually feeding them. And it's a command that we're told to do. Now this next Saturday, we have the Brooklyn Center Community Prayer Breakfast. This is the 25th anniversary of this event. It has been going continuously for 25 years. This is the longest running city prayer breakfast I know for certain in Minnesota, and I believe in the nation. Believe it or not. 25 years, continuous prayer breakfast. It's not the biggest by any means. Neither is it the smallest. We average, 300, 320 people. Usually it's the same 300, 320 people each year. But you know what? We have a breakfast at this prayer breakfast. Huh? We also have prayer and the Word of God. So people get fed physically and spiritually and relationally, because you build relationship just as when you have spend time with your friends, your neighbors, relatives, you build relationship. There are many ways that people need to be fed. And it's something that we're told to do, to care for them, to care for their needs. This is an opportunity for you to spiritually feed somebody, to expand the kingdom of God. I have tickets for the Brooklyn Center Community Prayer Breakfast that were bought by the elder board. And we will give these tickets to anybody who will bring a guest who does not attend church. Not necessarily this church, but any church. Okay, if somebody goes to church, goes to Lutheran Church of the Master or Brooklyn Covenant, Brookdale Covenant, and they're there every week, and you say, well, I'm going to take them, Pastor. I'm like, okay, this isn't what we're talking about. What I'm talking about is, if you have a neighbor, a friend, a co-worker, a relative who maybe doesn't get to church very regularly or doesn't go to church at all, okay? If they go to church for weddings, funerals, Christmas, and Easter, these people you can invite, okay? Granted, Easter was just here, but, okay, they're not regular, even though they might say, well, that's twice a year, that's regular. That's not what I'm talking about, okay? 3 out of 4 Sundays, 2 out of 4 Sundays a month, I might count as regular. I would prefer 4 out of 4 Sundays for all of you. But the people I'm looking for you to get tickets for this, are those who don't go to church. This is an opportunity for you to take them. You can provide them with spiritual food and physical food. We will give you the tickets. The tickets are $12.50 a piece. If you want to buy tickets, I'll be happy to sell you tickets. These are the tickets that we sell for individual people. These are sponsorship tickets. These were bought by the church. They have the church's name on them. And if you'll take a guest, somebody who hasn't gone to church, I will give you a ticket for you and a ticket for your guest. Now, why am I putting this big commercial for the prayer breakfast in the middle of my sermon? It's not a station break. Okay? It's not being paid for by the Brooklyn Center Prayer Breakfast Committee. Or it's not a commercial. This is an example of how you can feed my lambs in a very non-threatening, enjoyable way. There's lots of other ways you can. Invite them to Sunday school class. You get extra points. In fact, you can invite people to come to Sunday school class by saying you're going to get points, and it's very non-threatening. If you tell them you're going to take them there so they can get spiritual food, that seems threatening to some people. Don't tell them they're going to get spiritual food. It just comes with it. It's for no extra charge. Okay? A lot of people don't know they need spiritual food because they're starving for it. How many of you have done extended fasts? Right here? Okay. A lot of you know I've done several 40-day fasts. I only do them when the Lord tells me to do it, so don't ask me to do one. You know, when the Lord tells me, I do it. But the reason why I'm bringing that up is when I was in the fast, I didn't eat food. And the point was that at a certain point, I wasn't hungry anymore. Truly, I wasn't. Even though I wasn't eating for these 40 days, I wasn't hungry. I could cook dinner for my family, and often did, but not get, be hungry. Now, people who don't get spiritual food don't have that. At a certain point, if they've been without it for long enough, they lose that hunger, the craving. Now, I'll tell you what, once I started eating again, I wanted more. And it didn't take long till I was overeating again. Taking more in my helping than I was really necessary. The point here is that a lot of people don't know that they need spiritual food. But if they don't get it, eventually it will affect them. And my fasting affected me. I lost the last fast, I think, 30 pounds. Now I had it to lose. It wasn't an issue. Some people aren't so well endowed, blessed by God, however you want to say, but they don't have it to give. And the fact of the matter is, if we don't get spiritual food, eventually not getting it will cause us harm. Just as not eating will eventually bring us physical death. These people need spiritual food. They're starving for it. You can give it to them. This is just one example. Take them to the breakfast. We'd encourage you to do so. What is the purpose statement of this church? Anybody? I actually heard a couple people get it right. Yes, serving our neighbors with Christ's love. That is our purpose. If you love them as Christ loves them, you will give them what they truly need, which is spiritual food, so that they can have a relationship with God. You will feed His lambs. Take care of His sheep. You will feed His sheep. There's lots of ways to feed them. Don't be hung up, it has to be the breakfast. Don't be hung up, it has to be a worship service here. Could be a concert someplace else. It could be an evangelist comes in from out of town. It could be a specific a movie or video that might be good. There's all sorts of materials out there. You might share a wonderful book that you've read that has a gospel message in it. There are so many ways to feed my sheep. And this command is for you and for me. So, follow me, said Jesus. Follow Him. Look to God. Say, Lord, what do you want me to do? And He will show you exactly what it is you're supposed to do. Look to Him, and He will show you. Put a burden on your heart for a particular person, a particular event, book, worship service, whatever. Just follow through with it. Maybe you need to pray for the seat right next to you. Say, Lord, you want me to fill this seat with somebody. Put that person next to me. If you're a prayer prayer warrior, that's the type of thing you might be doing. If you're somebody who is a social type person, likes to visit, go out to eat and do things like that, the prayer breakfast, that's the way you do it. If you're kind of quiet, you don't know what to say, maybe you just want to invite your friend to a good Sunday school class or worship service or event. But feed your sheep, and I will do my best to feed the sheep that the Lord has put here in front of me. Let's pray. Father God, we just come before you this day, and we do thank you that you have blessed us in so many ways. That you indeed do take care of the sheep of your pastures. That you provide for all our needs. And that we, if we follow you, will be used of you to help others. But Lord, you also tell us that that isn't necessarily going to be easy. You tell us to take up our cross and to follow you. Telling us that there will be difficulties, that there will be pain. And Father, we acknowledge that. But Father, you also tell us that there will be victory and there will be joy and there will be celebration in heaven. And we praise you and we bless you for that. Now, Lord, we just give you this day and all that we have and all that is in it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.